AF Mobile. For CEF, KN4VWA. What's going on, Andrew?
I just got off of work and on my way home to relax for a little bit with Boy Scout. How you doing?
Too bad. I missed a good day to fly the other day, didn't I?
Answer that question. I've been stuck in work all day. I don't know if the sun was shining, the wind was blowing. I can't tell you none of that.
No. I'm talking about, when was it, Saturday you went flying?
We missed a good day because it turned out to be perfect. Saturday morning, I also got to see the ultralight take off. I mean, it turned out to be a really good day for flying. And it was kind of cloudy, so wasn't it? It didn't never get that warm.
Good. Well, so how did your plane fly?
Good. I had to adjust it a couple times, you know, try to figure out what I was doing wrong. But, I mean, it flew just fine.
Well, good. What did you have to do? Trim it a little bit?
I was a little scared of it to start with. So I had it in, I guess it was intermediate mode where you've got the safe settings on. And I didn't realize that if you turn too hard on safe, it flattens the plane back out. So it took me a little bit to really figure out what was going on. I turned all that back off and then I could make a better turn. So I was able to spend some time playing around with doing just flat turns, just using a rudder and see how all that works. And now I want to move along and mix the rudder with some aileron and see how that all affects each other.
There you go. Well, good. Well, I was working, man. I was cutting more grass than you could shake a stick at and working on mowers. And I tell you what, I've been burning the candle at both ends again. And if you talk to Dave,
I guess I'm probably in about a week or so, I think.
A little under the weather right now, so he ought to be getting pretty good by about the weekend, I think. So, who knows, maybe this weekend, maybe this Saturday, we'll have a nice day where we can go again.
Keeping an eye on it, and you know me, I'll text you if it feels like it'll be a good day for it.
You're the man. That's good. All right. Well, in the meantime, I got home from work today at about 2 o'clock. That's a long day for me. I got out early this morning.
All engines, is that what gets you going?
No, that's what I did on Monday, yesterday. And today I was doing x-ray stuff. I tell you what, and then I came home and we're babysitting the granddaughter, and we'll have her on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Whew. I tell you what, I'm going to have to come home just so that I can relax a little bit.
I'm worried about retirement, because if I ever make it there, it sounds like it's just as much work as not being retired.
Let me tell you what, now you've got what, 2 kids? Yeah, well, let me tell you what, Bubba. When you get retired, all of a sudden, we'll let Grandpa babysit for us instead of putting him somewhere. Well, you know what? Grandpa can fix that ride for us. You know what? We'll get Grandpa to do it. He can run errands for us. All of a sudden, you can become everybody's stepping fetch.
I might as well just stay at work full time and never retire. I'd just kill over at work.
Well, I tell you what, babysitting the grandbabies, that's about the most fun. And, matter of fact, me and my granddaughter are working on an O-scale railroad layout. Oh, well, I think you remember seeing it, don't you? Well, we're finishing off the track and getting all the electrical done on it. She's helping me go up underneath that big table and pull wiring for it.
Nice use of child labor. I like it. Definitely, I can understand that. But I can see we're having the grandkids, but the rest of that just sounds like the same thing I'm doing now. Work and work and work.
And the best part about it is you don't get paid for it either.
That don't sound too good.
The boss lady's sitting here in the seat with me, and we're taking the granddaughter down to go to her dance classes. So I'm being a chauffeur, and the boss lady is sitting there going, now don't be a whiner.
I hear you. That's pretty funny. You gotta keep you straight now.
Hear it? Did you hear it? No, you didn't hear it? There it goes again. Chwack. Chwack. I hear that whip crack.
Yeah, I understand that. That's too funny.
I think I've told you before, at least I've got her trained to where when she bruises me up, it don't show.
Have a med on you, that way she ain't got to worry about it. KO4CF, Friday.
KN4VW, yep. Well, I don't know what I'd do without either one of them, so. Anyhow, it's a sweet misery. Well, listen, we're just about to arrive at our dance studio. So, I'm going to let you go, bud. You go home and get in the cool. It's too hot out there. It's already 92, I believe. Nope, make that 93. I'll catch you later. 73's KN4VW, I'm clear.
If y'all have fun, and hopefully maybe we'll see you this weekend sometime. KO4CF, and I'll be clear.
RN0TRW2T. W2T monitoring.